Hello and welcome to Charm City Checkup, a podcast about social justice issues in the city of Baltimore for pediatric residents, made by a pediatric resident. My name is Caroline Canoop and I'm your host. Currently, I am a pediatric resident in the city of Baltimore. I'm learning about community resources, social justice issues, and social determinants of health that face our patients and their families. Join me as I learn about all things social justice in the city of Baltimore. All right. I'm here with Janie Outlaw, who is our next host of the Charm City Checkup. I am so excited for it, and I'm honored that she's here, and I get to ask her a little bit about herself, and we can find out more information about our new host. So thanks for joining us, Janie.
Thank you for having me. It is my pleasure to take over Charm City Checkup, and I am excited to see, you know, where it goes.
Well, I'm so excited to talk to you, Janie. I'm going to just grill you with some questions here so we can find out more about you. So first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, where are you from and what made you interested in medicine? Because right now you're a pediatric resident at the University of Maryland.
Yes. Okay. So I am originally from Baltimore, Maryland. So it is truly an honor to be a host of Charm City Checkup, the city that I grew up in. What interested me in medicine? That's such a funny question because I came to college thinking I wanted to be an athletic trainer. I never thought that I wanted to do medicine, but I was working with my college football team and the team physician said, you know, you should just think about going into medicine. And that's all it really took. I switched my major into pre-med and the rest has been history. But I really enjoyed that I chose medicine because I get to care for those who, you know, may not know what to look for in a physician or may not know who to ask or what questions to ask. So that's really, really charming to me.
I love the play on words. And that's an awesome story. I think it's really interesting when people have a different thought of what they might want to do before going into medicine. And then somebody, you know, flips a switch. Same thing happened to me. And then you end up in medicine. And we're just really glad to have you at University of Maryland. I'm just going to speak for everybody there. And how are you enjoying residency so far? I know it's a challenge, but there are some times where, you know, you can find joy in the challenge and you're always so smiley and fun. And so I just wanted to check in and see how intern year is going.
Thank you. So, you know, intern year is intern year wherever you are, but I am very grateful to be at the University of Maryland because I found my people. People that I work with, they're very inviting. They are very welcoming. And even though it's challenging, no matter what you do with an intern year or where you go, it'll be challenging. But you have to remember that you're here for a reason and that I want it to be challenging because that makes me a better physician in the end of the day.
That's definitely good to remember, especially in those deep days of intern year. And I'm sure you're learning a lot on a daily basis. But I'm excited for you that intern year is almost over. And it's just been really fun to get to know you and your whole class really throughout this whole year. So congratulations to you and also all the other interns for being almost done with this first year. Speaking of kind of moving on with residency and as you go through your years, what made you interested in particularly social justice and social determinants of health and, you know, taking over this podcast?
Thank you for that question. This is very important to me going the social justice track because growing up in Charm City, being a Black woman from Baltimore, I always wanted to be the change that I wanted to see. So I didn't really have a Black physician growing up. So I knew that that was important for me to be that resource for those who look like me in the community. Additionally, the social justice track is not just medicine for me. It's being that voice that those who feel like they don't have a voice can be. And this podcast is such a great platform for me to start the journey of being the voice for others that look like me and for those who don't look like me, just for everyone.
I love that. I think it's going to be so good. And it's definitely a way that I've learned as somebody that isn't from Baltimore and is not Black. I am a white woman and I, you know, check that privilege kind of on a daily basis in medicine, in life. And I'm not from Baltimore. And so I was kind of learning about all of these different things about this awesome city. And I just think it's awesome that it's going to keep going and people are going to learn from you who has all of this experience living here and that you can relate to patients and their families is just incredible. And, you know, such an honor for us to listen to you and like hear your perspective. And so I'm glad that we have this platform.
I actually want to say something to what you said. It's an honor to work with you, Caroline, and to, you know, learn from you, because just you saying that shows that it's people that that don't look like me that are still advocates and still care about all patients. So I'm really grateful to be under you. Thank you.
It's a mutual admiration society, and I'm glad to be a part of it for sure. What are some goals and future directions that you want to take the podcast in? I think there's lots of different ways that you can take this and lots of different opportunities. And if you could give our audience a little teaser, I think people would be really excited about it.
Yes, I am very excited to, you know, to join with other residents in the Baltimore area. I went to Advocacy Day in Annapolis, where all of the residents from the state of Maryland were at. And I was able to connect with Sinai residents as well as Johns Hopkins residents, just to, you know, give them information about this platform that we have and hopefully collab so that we can reach greater numbers in our audience. Another way that I want to expand our audience is to partner with community organizations around the city. So to expand it, not just from the medicine, not just from the medicine aspect, but also the social aspect and the community aspect, and what these community organizers look for us as pediatricians and as physicians, what they look for us and what can we, you know, do to better improve our community.
Definitely. I think that's a really, you know, untapped potential too, is podcast is a way to get information to a lot of people, not just pediatric residents. And it's a way to kind of get information out to other groups that we might not interact with on a daily basis. So I think that's a really cool way to go with it. And because we're pediatricians, and I guess I am going into chief residency next year. One of my favorite questions is to ask for fun facts. And so you're not going to get away without answering that question. So I wanted to ask you if you had a fun fact that you wanted to kind of share about yourself to our audience.
Yes. So a fun fact about me is that I grew up playing basketball, and I actually just joined basketball Volo. So I'm playing every Tuesdays. So I have a game tonight that I'm, you know, soaking my old bones for to get ready back on the court. So that's an exciting fun fact for me.
That's a great fun fact. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Janie. I cannot wait for the future direction of this podcast. You know, the next few episodes and then definitely the next year is going to be a great collaboration together. I'll still be around and we will be putting out new episodes for our Charm City Checkup fans. Shout out to everybody that's been following along and listening. I really appreciate everybody's support. And help throughout this whole process during my residency here at the University of Maryland. So I'm just excited for the future, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, and so excited to be here at Charm City Checkup.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Charm City Checkup, a podcast about social justice issues in the city of Baltimore for pediatric residents, made by a pediatric resident. Special thanks to medical student Juliana Solomon for research and editing. Please follow us on Instagram at Charm City Checkup, and feel free to reach out with any questions or episode ideas by emailing charmcitycheckup@gmail.com. Please remember that all opinions expressed on the podcast are mine and not necessarily shared by my employer.